Welcome to the Renal Diet Headquarters podcast with your host, Mathia Ford, CEO of Renal Diet Headquarters. This is our weekly talk about how you can succeed with a kidney diet. Brought to you by RenalDietHQ.com, a website whose mission is to be the most valued resource on kidney disease that people can use to improve their health.
How to improve your BUN level. If you have chronic kidney disease, you have likely heard the words blood urea nitrogen or BUN level many times over, but you may not know exactly why they're important. BUN levels are a way to measure how well your kidneys are functioning. Urea nitrogen is a waste product that comes from the liver's process of breaking down proteins in the body. Your kidneys are a key component in removing toxins and waste from the body, and one of the things they remove is urea nitrogen. So if your BUN levels are increasing, it shows signs that your kidneys are not properly removing this waste and can indicate kidney damage. For those with chronic kidney disease, it can be used as a way to measure improvements or further damage that may be affecting your kidney function. You might be wondering about who I am and why I'm qualified to talk about this. If you're someone living with chronic kidney disease, I've got great news for you. Hello, I'm Mathia Ford, a registered dietitian nutritionist specializing in chronic kidney disease and owner of RenalDietHQ.com. I specialize in helping people just like you to improve their health by making simple yet delicious changes to your meals. Together, we can transform your eating habits, boost your overall well-being, and ensure that you're enjoying every bite along the way. Say goodbye to bland and boring meals and say hello to healthier, more vibrant life. Let's get started on this incredible journey to better health together. Visit RenalDietHQ.com today and take the first step towards a healthier lifestyle. Understanding your blood urea nitrogen levels is a crucial aspect of monitoring your overall health, particularly your kidney function. If you're experiencing high BUN levels, it may be indicative of kidney disease or other serious health conditions. However, don't worry, as there are several strategies that can help in improving your kidney function and subsequently lowering your BUN levels. So let's dig deeper into these essential topics to better manage your health. It's important to understand BUN levels as they play a significant role in identifying kidney function and potential issues. Understanding the significance of BUN can help you understand more effectively your role in your healthcare setting. And you can see the description below for getting access to an article about understanding BUN levels. Beware of the myths surrounding BUN abnormalities. Elevated or decreased levels may not always signify a major problem, but it's important to consult with healthcare professionals for accurate interpretations. By doing so, you contribute towards improved healthcare. BUN is a widely used blood test that provides insights into kidney function and overall health. BUN reflects the level of nitrogen, a waste product of protein metabolism, in the bloodstream. So if you're following a low protein diet, this is part of why we decrease the amount of protein in your diet so that you don't have so much waste, the urea nitrogen in your blood, which then your kidneys have to filter out. The kidneys play a pivotal role in filtering out urea, which is later excreted through urine. Elevated BUN levels can indicate impaired kidney function, as the kidneys might not be efficiently clearing urea from the blood. However, BUN levels can also be influenced by factors like diet, hydration, and certain medications. Interpretation must consider various factors, including your medical history, to accurately assess kidney health. BUN is often used in conjunction with other tests to diagnose and monitor kidney conditions, helping healthcare providers evaluate renal function and potential underlying issues. When you're trying to understand what's going on with your body, a BUN test can provide vital insights. It plays an instrumental role in diagnosing kidney and liver conditions, helping medical professionals analyze your overall health status. Knowing about this diagnostic tool can empower you to take better charge of your wellness journey, particularly if you're dealing with kidney or liver issues. I have an extensive course about chronic kidney disease labs and understanding your chronic kidney disease labs. I'll put the link to it in the description below. The BUN test is a valuable diagnostic tool, not only for kidney disease, but also for assessing a variety of conditions. Elevated BUN levels often signify impaired kidney function, aiding in the diagnosis and monitoring of acute and chronic kidney diseases. Additionally, the BUN test is used to detect dehydration, like in severe burns, heart failure, and gastrointestinal bleeding. In liver disease, BUN levels can rise due to reduced urea metabolism as a result of the liver damage. Conversely, certain conditions like malnutrition or a low-protein diet can lead to lower BUN levels. The BUN test's diagnostic role extends beyond renal health in providing insights into broader health issues. Interpretation of results requires consideration of medical history, medications, and overall clinical context. By contributing to the identification and management of various disease conditions, the BUN test serves as a versatile marker in your diagnosis. The blood urea nitrogen test is instrumental in diagnosing and monitoring kidney and liver conditions. Elevated BUN levels are indicative of impaired kidney function and can help diagnose either acute or chronic kidney disease, dehydration, and congestive heart failure. In liver conditions such as cirrhosis or hepatitis, elevated BUN levels may occur due to reduced urea metabolism. Conversely, certain kidney and liver conditions like acute glomerular nephritis or acute liver failure can cause low BUN levels. The BUN to creatinine ratio aids in distinguishing between pre-renal and intrinsic renal causes of kidney dysfunction. Monitoring BUN trends helps to assess disease progression and the treatment effectiveness. The BUN test's ability to reflect kidney health and liver health makes it a crucial tool in diagnosing and managing a spectrum of related conditions. Understanding your blood urea nitrogen level range is crucial in managing your kidney health. It's a reliable indicator of how well your kidneys are functioning and processing waste. If you've ever been concerned about what your BUN levels mean, it's essential to consult with a medical professional who can help you interpret these values and guide you on the best ways to maintain optimal kidney health. Interpreting BUN levels involves understanding their reference ranges. For adult men, the normal BUN range is 80 to 24 milligrams per deciliter, and these are obviously in U.S. measurements, while for adult women, it's 6 to 21 milligrams per deciliter, and in children ages 1 to 17, the typical range is 7 to 20 milligrams per deciliter. BUN levels reflect the balance between urea production and kidney filtration. Elevated BUN can signify reduction in kidney health, dehydration, or other conditions like heart failure. Lower BUN may be observed in severe liver disease, malnutrition, or overhydration. Context is essential. Interpreting BUN should be done alongside other clinical and lab tests. A BUN to creatinine ratio can help differentiate pre-renal causes from intrinsic kidney issues. Accurate interpretation of BUN ranges aids healthcare professionals in diagnosing and managing kidney, liver, and other related health conditions. BUN levels play a crucial role in assessing and monitoring chronic kidney disease at its various stages. In the early stages of CKD, BUN levels may remain within the normal range or be slightly elevated. As the disease progresses, BUN levels tend to increase due to reduced kidney function in filtering and excreting waste products. In stage 1 and 2 CKD, BUN levels may not show significant changes, but they can provide early indications of kidney dysfunction when considered alongside other markers. During stage 3 CKD, BUN levels may begin to rise, indicating compromised renal function and reduced filtration. In stage 4 and stage 5 CKD, BUN levels often become markedly elevated, reflecting severe kidney impairment. At these advanced stages, the kidneys struggle to clear urea from the bloodstream, resulting in an accumulation of nitrogen waste products. High BUN levels can also suggest complications related to CKD, such as fluid and electrolyte imbalances, acidosis, and cardiovascular risk. However, it's important to interpret BUN levels in conjunction with other parameters, such as serum creatinine and estimated glomerular filtration rate, eGFR, for a comprehensive assessment of your kidney function. As it should be clear to you by now, BUN can indicate multiple issues. So filtering down to that, looking at your eGFR, your creatinine level, can be very helpful to your medical team to determine how much of an issue your condition is. Understanding the condition between dehydration and increased BUN levels is crucial for your health. When you're dehydrated, your BUN levels can rise because your kidneys aren't receiving enough fluid to function properly. Understanding how hydration impacts these levels not only promotes healthy kidney function, but also helps in maintaining an optimal BUN level. Dehydration significantly impacts kidney function and blood urea nitrogen levels. The kidneys play a crucial role in maintaining fluid balance and filtering waste products from the blood, including urea. In dehydration, reduced fluid intake leads to decreased blood volume, impairing the kidneys' ability to effectively filter and eliminate waste. This results in a higher concentration of urea in the blood, leading to elevated BUN levels. Dehydration-induced high BUN levels could indicate compromised kidney function, but they also should be interpreted alongside other clinical indicators. Adequate hydration is essential for optimal kidney function as it helps prevent the buildup of waste products and reduces the strain on the kidneys. Monitoring BUN levels and maintaining proper fluid intake is crucial for supporting kidney health and overall well-being. As you strive to manage your blood urea nitrogen levels, it's important to consider the role of protein intake. Proteins being a significant source of nitrogen could potentially elevate BUN levels if consumed in high amounts. By effectively managing your diet, particularly the amounts of protein you consume, you're taking an active step towards maintaining an optimal BUN level and overall renal health. You'll need to monitor your daily protein intake since it can directly impact your BUN levels. It's essential to understand that not all protein-rich foods are created equal, and the type of protein you consume can affect how your body absorbs and metabolizes it. Protein sources like animal proteins, like meat and dairy, tend to increase BUN levels more than plant-based proteins. Vegetarian diets can provide adequate protein without excessively elevating BUN levels. Protein absorption and alternatives. Your body may absorb some types of protein better than others. Consider incorporating a variety of different types of protein in your diet. Protein supplements could be a suitable alternative if you struggle with getting enough from food alone, but make sure you're talking to your dietitian about that. Making those adjustments may help manage and improve your BUN levels effectively. Managing BUN levels through diet involves more than just moderating protein intake. A balanced approach includes controlling ingestion of sodium, as excess sodium can burden the kidneys and elevate your BUN. Additionally, maintaining proper hydration is crucial to ease the kidney's workload. Incorporating foods rich in antioxidants and anti-inflammatory properties like fruits and vegetables can support kidney health. Consuming foods with adequate fiber content to help prevent constipation, which can indirectly impact BUN levels by reducing waste buildup. Lastly, avoiding excessive alcohol and caffeine consumption is advisable as they can impact hydration and kidney function. Consulting with a registered dietitian for personalized guidance tailored to individual health conditions is recommended for effective BUN management. Dietary fiber plays a valuable role in regulating BUN levels, especially in individuals with CKD. A meta-analysis has revealed that dietary fiber supplementation can effectively lower uremic toxin levels in CKD patients, particularly those on dialysis and without diabetes. This underscores the potential of dietary fiber to impact BUN regulation. Fiber's mechanism lies in its ability to promote better gut health, enhancing digestion and waste elimination. By preventing constipation and promoting regular bowel movements, fiber reduces the accumulation of waste products that contribute to elevated BUN levels. These findings emphasize the importance of incorporating fiber-rich foods such as whole grains, fruits, vegetables, and legumes into the diet of a CKD patient to support kidney health and BUN regulation. Incorporating more dietary fiber can positively influence BUN levels. To increase fiber intake, opt for whole grains like brown rice, whole wheat bread, and quinoa, including a variety of fruits such as berries, apples, and pears, and add vegetables like broccoli, carrots, and spinach to your meals. Legumes like lentils, beans, and chickpeas are also rich in fiber. Snack on nuts and seeds like almond and chia seeds and replace refined snacks with whole fruits or raw veggies. Gradually introduce high fiber foods to prevent digestive discomfort and ensure adequate fluid intake to aid digestion. A fiber-rich diet supports gut health, enhances waste elimination, and can contribute to improved BUN levels, especially for people with CKD. Understanding the triggers that can lead to high BUN and blood creatinine levels is a critical part of managing your kidney health. If you're noticing symptoms like fatigue, loss of appetite, or difficulty concentrating, these could be indicators of elevated BUN levels. By identifying these key factors and recognizing the signs early on, you'll be better equipped to take proactive steps in maintaining kidney optimal function. Elevated BUN levels can be indicative of various underlying health conditions. Dehydration, a common cause, reduces kidney perfusion and impairs proper filtration. Kidney diseases like acute or chronic kidney injury can lead to elevated BUN due to decreased filtration and impaired function. Conditions that increase protein breakdown, like certain infections or cancer, can elevate BUN levels. Gastrointestinal bleeding resulting in high blood protein breakdown can also contribute. High protein diets, intense exercise, and certain medications may temporarily elevate BUN. Liver disease affecting urea production can lead to elevated levels, and factors such as age, diet, and muscle mass can influence BUN levels too. Accurate diagnosis involves considering medical history, symptoms, and additional tests to identify the underlying cause of elevated BUN. As you dig into understanding high blood urea nitrogen, it's crucial to understand the symptoms, and it's crucial to recognize the symptoms that may alert you to this condition. Changes in your urination patterns, such as increased frequency or difficulty urinating, can be a red flag. You may also experience fatigue, which isn't just about feeling tired, but experiencing an overall lack of energy and noticeable swelling like edema, particularly in your hands, feet, and ankles. You'll need to pay close attention to any changes in your urination patterns, such as the frequency or color, as these can indicate that your BUN levels are off balance. If you notice an increase in urination frequency or nocturia occurrences, waking up in multiple times at night to urinate, might be a sign of high BUN levels. Urinary pain and incontinence issues can also be associated with this condition. Be vigilant about observing these symptoms and seek medical assistance promptly if they persist. Remember, early recognition is key to managing and improving your BUN levels effectively, and also to managing your chronic kidney disease. Exhaustion and fatigue can be a symptom of high BUN and elevated creatinine levels, as the increase of waste products can cause you to feel sluggish. If you're a patient with CKD and you have been feeling unusually tired or exhausted, you should schedule an appointment with your physician to check your blood levels. If you have an increased amount of these waste products that your kidneys have not been able to remove from your body, those tests would show that it's higher and you may require medication or a renal diet change. Much like some of our other symptoms on this list, swelling of the extremities can indicate an issue of dehydration or further kidney damage. This is also a symptom of high BUN and creatinine levels and should be addressed by your doctor immediately. If you're a patient on dialysis, you're probably familiar with the fact that the swelling of the arms and legs can indicate something known as retention. Retention is indicative of end-stage renal failure, and dialysis patients must go to regular dialysis appointments to avoid this serious condition. Swelling and retention is a symptom of high BUN levels and creatinine because it indicates the kidneys are not successfully removing excess waste, toxins, and fluids from the body. Regular checkups are crucial in monitoring your BUN level and detecting any abnormalities early. With a robust focus on preventive healthcare, these regular screenings allow for timely intervention if necessary, promoting health awareness among individuals. It's not just about early detection, it is about also maintaining overall well-being. Medical consultations provide an opportunity to discuss any concerns or symptoms you may be experiencing with your doctor. They can recommend lifestyle changes or treatments that would aid in health maintenance and potentially improve your BUN levels. Regular checkups ensure that you're proactive about your health, making informed decisions based on professional advice. So make sure to schedule and attend regular appointments with your healthcare provider. It's an essential step in taking care of yourself and serving others around you too. Monitoring BUN levels effectively requires the guidance of a health professional. Regular testing, ideally, is part of a comprehensive kidney function panel, helps track trends and assess any deviations. A health professional interprets BUN results in context, considering factors like age, sex, hydration, and concurrent health conditions. They provide personalized recommendations based on the evolving BUN levels, ensuring appropriate interventions if necessary. Collaborating with a healthcare provider allows for adjustments in treatment plans, dietary modifications, and medication changes to address elevated BUN effectively. This proactive approach helps prevent potential complications and ensures optimal kidney health. Regular communication with the health professional fosters a comprehensive understanding of BUN dynamics and supports informed decision-making for maintaining overall well-being. Understanding your BUN levels is paramount for monitoring kidney function and overall health. By comprehending the significance of BUN and its role in diagnosing kidney and liver conditions, you can take proactive steps towards maintaining optimal health. Interpreting BUN levels with their reference ranges and their association with chronic kidney disease stages enhances your disease management. Hydration's impact on BUN underscores the need for maintaining proper fluid intake. Dietary adjustments, like including fiber-rich foods, can aid BUN regulation, while recognizing causes of elevated BUN is vital for early and accurate diagnosis. Regular checkups and effective monitoring with healthcare professionals ensures proactive health management. Age, gender, medication, stress, and lifestyle can all influence BUN levels, emphasizing the complexity of its interpretation. In navigating the intricacies of BUN, knowledge empowers individuals to make informed choices for their kidney health, ultimately contributing to a healthier life.
You've been listening to the Renal Diet Headquarters podcast. Head on over to the website at www.renaldiethq.com/go/email to sign up for our email list and get exciting updates every week on what is happening. Thanks, and we will talk to you again next week.